Well, the things that you lay the wood across in the fireplace.
Call them andirons or dog irons or something like that. Yeah. Call them andirons or even dog irons. We call them dog irons. Lay the wood on. Just set them in there and lay your wood across, you know.
Right. Let me. Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what did you say you were going to do to him?
Well, we would say you ought to either castrate.
Right. And the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned, that you say that the calf began to...
The calf? It would be low in the belly, one of the two.
And the gentle noise made by the cow during feeding time, what is this? During feeding time, the cow will make a kind of noise.
Kind of a noise?
What is that?
Well, she'd be mooing or lowing, one of the two.
The gentle noise that a horse makes.
Well, usually we call it whicker.
You got some horses, mules, and cows, and when they're getting hungry, you'd have to go out and...
feed them.
If you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, and geese, so and so forth, you have one name for all of them, so you're going out to feed all
of
them?
Well, we call them feed the chickens. That includes all of them. They all in the fowl bunch, you know.
The place where the chickens live is called the what?
Chicken house.
And when you eat a piece of chicken, there's a part of the chicken that the little children like to break into. What do you call that? It's a little bone.
Well, it's either the wing or the thigh.
You make a...
That's that bone. Breast bone.
Yeah.
The kind of a love bone or something they call it. Yes, the breastbone.
What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
Well, there's the liver and the gizzard. It's about the only two inside parts.
Well, what do you call all this when it's all mixed up together?
Well, if it's all mixed, the chicken and all.
All right, what do you call the inside part of the pig that you eat?
The chitlins.
And the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausages in, it's called the what?
The entrails, you might say.
Now, you hear your cow mooing and your horse kneeing, you say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's right on to...
Let me see now, I didn't catch that.
You say, for instance, you hear your cow mooing and your horse is...
nickering, yeah.
And you say, my goodness, I didn't realize it was so late.
Oh,
it's
time
to...
The stalker wants to be fed.
Yeah, okay. To get them from the pasture, when you call your cows in, what do you say to them?
Well, I used to work at a dairy, and I had 85 cows I helped milk every morning. That's when these girls was in school. I'd get up at 1 o'clock. I'd help milk 85 cows and come back home and cook that breakfast and get them off school at 8 o'clock. I'd usually go down there and give a long hoop or two, and there was kind of a train, and you'd see it coming down here on this river bank. You see a drove of 85 cows coming just as straight to the barn as if you had a rope on. Just give one or two loud hoops.
Well, to make them stand still during the milking, what do you say to them?
Well, give them kind of a rough word of most any kind, and they would... take heed from that. Yeah. Be still or something like that.
Okay. What about calling a calf? What do you say to
calf?
What do you say to the calf when you're calling him?
Just kind of talk to it like it was a baby of some kind and call him on in. He'd come. Usually if he didn't have much calling to do, if he got loose, he'd come on anyway.